Record.
Back on.
Back on.
Yes, sir. What happened to your your like Cinderella net in the, you know, you had like a Cinderella net in your room.
Oh. Well, it's less mosquitoes now, so I just can put it down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because no more Cinderella, because I'm out of my cocoon, become a real butterfly, because I met a good man.
You met a good man? Oh, okay, we got to now talk to me now. Talk to me.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Anyway, so welcome back, season 3 of a Sunny Podcast. So welcome back to if you're listening, if you just or just come across just, yeah, or just newly discovered this podcast. I'm your host Eddie Su, and then here with me is beloved Minrav Nai.
Yes.
Minrav beloved Nai. What does beloved mean?
Beloved. Usually when you hear that word beloved, someone has died. Oh. Like you go, you know, like you say it in like a funeral speech, like to the beloved Minrav Nai who recently deceased. Like that's usually when you hear it. I don't know what it means exactly.
Right. I don't know why I say that today, but you're beloved, so.
So, Eddie.
Anyway,
let's talk about it, man.
Let's talk about cool stuff. Cool
what's going
stuff.
On, man?
All
update
right.
us.
So, what's going on,
we're
man?
All eager to know what's been going on in your life.
Oh, me? Why me? But all right, I'm a little bit narcissist so I'm just going to share it.
It's the Eddie,
like
it's the Eddie Su show, man.
I hope you do. Heyo. Mosquitoes. Okay. So back in August, I started dating because previously I was seeing another guy, and then he was a little bit conservative, and then he is also strange because he claimed himself conservative.
Wait, what do you mean conservative? Like politically or like personally?
Like conservative as like sexual wise. So he's like, I am gonna wait for like become a relationship to actually do things, stuff like that. So is that considered or protective?
You can protective. Say conservative, but you can say that.
Yeah,
not a slut, not a hoe, you can also say that.
Or just, you know, afraid that I'm gonna rock his war too crazy.
That's right. You're gonna suck the yellow off of it.
Exactly. Just be like, hey,
that's hilarious.
Just pop some blue pills. anyway, he was saying things like that. But on the other hand, he was also telling me he's getting a human dog.
Remember wait, a human dog?
A while back.
What does that mean?
A human dog.
A human dog.
Like, you know, some BDSM fetish, there of those are like enjoying another person, where on this, like, I personal thing is ugly. Some people think it's pretty beautiful. So just my personal thought, I thought that's ugly.
Yeah.
But if you think that's beautiful.
Dude, I thought about, sure, when you not? Said human dog, I thought about something totally different.
You think about like something like creature,
like
Harry Potter,
fucking
or
hybrid
like
human dog. Like, they made it a dog and a human. I'm like, well, they do that in Taiwan? Like, what?
You mean like follow human? What's the?
Have you ever watched the anime called what was it? Full Metal Alchemist?
Not anime.
They had a episode of the little girl who merged into a dog.
That's what I thought
you was talking about.
No. That would be way easier to deal with that. Anyway, so this guy, he wanted to have a human dog as a puppy. And he started to buy stuff for him. Do stuff. Meanwhile, he was telling me he doesn't really enjoy sex. He wanted to, like, being slow or whatever, you know, just
taking it slow.
Now I think about it, it's bullshit anyway.
Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense. Why would you be in the human dogs and be conservative sexually? That doesn't sound like it goes hand in hand.
No, he is not a human dog. He wants to have one tit.
Either way.
Past it? I don't
either know. Way, even if you want to.
Exactly.
Like, you would think someone like that would do
and
anything.
And he enjoy like bondage and then just tying people up. Things like that, which I'm totally fine with those, anything, you know, everything. But what it confused me was, so you, one hand, you are open-minded to someone else, but the other hand, you were telling me you are conservative about your life, right, and stuff. Not like I'm trying to bang him so that way we can be kind of thing. It's just like physically connection and mentally connection both were not working. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, you know what, I'm just gonna fade out of this. So we had some talk here and there in a bar and his house, talk about this twice, and then just ended.
Really?
The whatever friendship or relationship that was. It was not a relationship. It was not a friendship. Mm-hmm. It was weird shit. Yeah, I'm just gonna call it weird shit.
Yeah, I mean that the human dog part kind of throws me off.
Not like there's nothing wrong with that. Just to be clear, it just.
I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Yeah, you don't do BDSM, so. You
know, oh, maybe am I being ignorant here? Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm being ignorant.
Yeah.
I am ignorant.
You never know. What if Nicole asks you?
Then I asked her to go see a therapist. Like, you need to go to the hospital. Like, you need to get your mind checked out.
No, you don't know. Like, you don't know that. Maybe, like, you know, she wanted you to do something. She wanted to spank you.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, acting like a dog. I think if you're acting like a dog.
Also that too. Yeah, that too.
I don't know. So, like, maybe I just need more understanding.
You know what, like, a real, like, what they are doing, like, human dog wise, like, for real, like, you can actually play go fetch with the human dog. Like, you throw the ball and then the guy, well, which is the dog, will go around chase after that.
It's consensual, right? Ball. This is like both parties agree to play this role.
Yeah,
because every time I
see the person who play as a dog, he or she just wanted to be like follow the orders. Like, they don't want to think about making any decision in their life.
Wow.
And then they just want to be touched.
I guess if it's consensual, it's, you
puppy
know,
form
morally, form, I guess that's fine. It's just, I don't know, you don't see this every day, so it's kind of odd. And every time I see it here in America, it's usually a girl being the dog and the guy being the owner, and there's a power dynamic there that, you know, makes me question if it's consensual. Is that bad to say? You know what I mean? Because even if the girl say, like, yeah, it's consensual, like, is it as consensual as like a prostitute whoring for a pimp? You know what I mean? Like, there's some coercion there, there's some manipulation there that happens.
I don't know, but I bet there must be contract involved. Mm.
How do you think dogs feel? If I was a dog, I'd be pissed. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck up and walk on your two legs. Like, is this some kind of, like, dog racism here? Like, what are you doing?
You're trying to play some stereotype, huh?
It's like a white guy, like, trying to be Asian. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? Get the tapes off your eyes.
Oh, like, I started to feel a little down, but like now, like super down, just kind of weird down. But then, and then I started using Tinder, and then I started meeting people, which I was fine because I was meeting like a couple of people in the same time. And I was like, oh, it's actually fun just meeting different people in Taiwan. And I met this guy, he was like really, really, really skinny. Like, ugh, skinny.
Like, unhealthy skinny or
a little like, bit, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I don't know why I like him at the moment. Maybe I was just like, you know, horny. Just
possibly. You know, we make irrational decisions yeah. when we were horny.
Yeah. And then he was also, I don't want to say this word, but it just sounds very horrible, but he was easy.
Was it? I mean, it's not horrible if it's the truth.
When I say easy, it doesn't mean like he was easy to have sex. He was easy to approach. He was easy to talk to. He was easy to have to spending time with together.
That's yeah. not a bad thing to say. But I mean, at least being honest.
No, here comes the trashy part. I didn't really like him.
That's okay too. I mean, you know, like everybody, but they asked me the reason why didn't you like him?
I was trying to give us at that time, there was us, space and time to understand each other and then really, really articulate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the right term.
Got it.
What's going on in this relationship, right? And it was friendship with benefit. And I made very clear about that because he. Which is weird, cause like who does that? No, okay, I'm just gonna say it out loud. Never define relationship after sex. That's the worst time ever. Like think about this: you just have sex, and then the other person just like holding you, and then said, "What do you think about us?" And you just had sex. Yeah. And you're like, all you think is like, I'm going to do some brunch
yeah,
next
I'm
time.
Hungry. Or you like, know what I mean?
After,
like,
I'm
thirsty. Yeah,
I'm
get
hungry
some
afterwards. Yeah. Yeah. And like, do you think the beef noodles are open? That's all I think about. I'm vegetarian. But I'm just,
I get what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just, you know. And then he was like, what do you feel about us? And then I was like, I don't.
That's kind of a red flag. Don't you think?
I know, yeah. right? Just like, why? You know, it's not... But who are we to say what is a good time to say anything? I don't know, but I just only think that's not a good time.
No, I think you're right. That is not a good time. yeah, I think most people would say...
After you know, both just, you know, come. And then, you know, you enter this, like, in Taiwan, we call it saint mode. You know, like... Saint Peter, Saint John, Saint what? Just you know, like you enter this mode where you don't want to do anything. You just want to, I either lay down, do nothing, or think about food, water. You know, you're not thinking about what's the relationship between us because right. that's gonna be like a really like huge things to process. So at the moment, I say, well, I It's not like I didn't think about this. I thought about this. I just don't think that we are ready to enter a situation where I do this because we are boyfriends. I wanted to do this no matter if we are boyfriend or not. Something like, oh, having a dinner together, going to shopping together, going to watch movie together. You know, this equation should be, I wanted to do with you. Oh, and then you are my boyfriend. Not like, oh, I'm a boyfriend, so we watch movie together. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like, I wanted to, things has to be, I wanted to do it. It's not because I'm forced being doing it because of this label of relationship.
Right.
Yeah. That's me.
No, I think you're right. I think that's an appropriate approach.
And that's my basically how I say no. I don't think we are ready to enter this relationship. Which is funny because my best friend said, wow, I couldn't believe you had that day to say things like that. Because you are always the one who being say things like that.
Oh, you're always on
basically,
the other end.
She was
you
saying,
were the victim.
Like,
now you become the.
I'm the winning side.
Yeah,
I'm the
perpetrator
now.
I know, right? like someone who's always been cheated on. Now you're cheating. hurt people, Eddie. You ever heard about that? No, I think that's okay. I mean, I think that's a red flag, though. Especially, like, right after such a tension, you know, like, emotional moment. Why do you think we do? Why do you think we do that?
Why does what do you think he do that? Because if people use sex as a leverage, then they definitely would do that.
Well, no, right? I'm saying like, why do you like, think people after sex are just like? Because you know, like during sex, even before sex, there's just this heightened sense of emotion, right? Yeah, like you know you. You're just caught up in the moment and things are so fast. You're all in your feelings. And then after sex is kind of like just, you know, as you ejaculate, it just all the emotions also just suck out of you. What if sperm was actually emotions? That'd be hilarious. You know what I mean? Like that's all your sadness, all your
So basically next time if you're angry, just masturbate. Yep. If you
jerk off all sad, your angry away.
If you,
but what else?
Maybe that's right. You know, sometimes when you fight with another person, all you wanted to do is have sex.
Yeah.
Then after that, you'll be like, "No, I'm okay."
No, definitely there is something to like making rash decisions after you ejaculate. You make more reasonable decisions after you ejaculate.
But yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you go to the club, right, and you know, and then you're trying to get laid and someone gives you a drug you never took before, I think you're more likely to take that drug. Just so you, on a so possibility you if you get laid, right?
Just go to, if you're not sure about certain things.
Jack off.
If you're not sure. Just
rub one out and make a decision.
To run to the bathroom and then go give a shot and then come back to see if you want to take the drug or not.
Yep. But sound advice, Eddie. No, that's funny. Yeah, that's definitely a red flag to me if someone was just like, after sex. So what are we? Well, I'm about to go home. I don't know what you're about to do.
Well, I actually slept over there.
I would have been scared for my life.
No, I actually asked. Yeah. I say, do you think after this conversation, should I stay or should I leave? I mean, I can go if you feel you don't want to see me right now. He said, no, I want you to stay. And I was like, all right, sure.
Oh, what a nice guy. You guys cuddled and everything?
No, I didn't. I was just like, become a wood.
How could you do that? Oh, that's rude, Eddie. You're going to have sex with the dude.
He asked you to stay.
I mean,
he did, and you don't even cuddle. I mean, I was there, and then he just do whatever he wants. So, like, oh, latch on to you.
That's like not tipping at a restaurant. You know that, right? Like, not cuddling. It's like, that's rude. Especially it's after like, a good service. You got good service, right? Did you tip or no?
Is that...
That is a bad tipper, y'all.
That's really funny. That's really funny.
Yeah.
To write it down. Tipping is like cuddling after sex if you don't tip. It's really funny. I like that.
Yeah.
So then, and then we still like having, after the conversation, we still friends. We still see each other. We were still going out here and there. But just he invited me and I go. I was being a passive one. He was the active one. And then I got a huge project that I had to spend my all day and night working on the project, which is a Japanese, Toyota. Mm-hmm. And then they have this truck brand called Hino, H-I-N-O. I don't know if America imported that, but it was in Taiwan. It's a huge brand.
Okay.
And I was responsible for their CGI, computer generated image, CGI stuff for their new product press video. So it's a video to play on their new product press.
Oh, nice.
So it was fun. Yeah, it was 20 minutes long. It was good. It's intense. I haven't slept for a while just to do that job. And And then because of that, things get cooled down between me and this person.
Oh, because you're working, you're busy.
Yeah. And then I was like, hey, I love to see you, but I'm really, really, really busy at the moment. And then so, you know, when you are just like working in front of a computer, you still feel, I want to meet people, but you can't, right? I couldn't. So I was just using Tinder and whatever dating apps, Grindr stuff. And then after I got less busy, and then I went out with a couple other gay friends just to hang out, stuff, and then things started to really, really cool down. I started to really, really see this person as a friend. And then I met my current boyfriend.
Your current boyfriend. Player.
Yeah. And then I met this guy, and then I invited him over to my place. We had a few drinks on my patio. It's a beautiful patio. And then it was a beautiful night. We had really nice chat. We just hit, you know, it was just like click. Mm-hmm. And it was just, you know, it's like a puzzle. And then you just like put it together really well.
Oh, yeah, it fit right in, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then it was great sex. It was great cuddling, great tips. Ooh, you know.
And you cuddled? I'll say, you really like this person then.
I do. And then
you tipped him.
So it was nice, it was awesome, it was beautiful. And then this guy, previous guy, texts me, say, how's it going? Do you wanna hang out sometimes? And I was like, sure, I'd be down to hang out, but just so you know, I met this new guy. I really like him. I think he's really nice. And then if there's nothing wrong, nothing, I think I might just go with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know. And if you feel uncomfortable about anything, because he mentioned that before, he was trying to be open-minded, trying to learn how to be open-minded to hearing someone talk about their friends, even though knowing he like, so knowing, okay, basically this is what
wait,
he
wait,
said.
Wait, hold on. He don't want you to have friends?
He wanted to be open. No. No. He say,
who are these guys you're dating, man?
Okay.
This sounds crazy.
This guy who, okay, how do I explain this? Okay. So he was telling me, if he likes somebody, and this person doesn't like him back, he would block him on social media and then just delete his number, stuff like that.
Okay.
But with me, he wanted to try to learn that I'm not just belong to him, like I can also see other people. He wanted to learn that. Which is kind
of nice. I guess.
Nice,
how old is he?
Right?
How old is he?
20 something.
Okay. We're still learning who he is. Still learning how to be a person.
Yeah. And then I say,
not that I am,
sure.
But
are you sure? I mean, if you don't feel uncomfortable, if you feel uncomfortable, we can just, I mean, I'm, well, be sad because, you know, it's nice to hang out with you and have a little chat and then here and there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, later on, he said, yeah, he's okay. So I said, all right, then I'm actually going to tell you I'm actually seeing other people. And he was okay until I told him about this guy. Because I say, so I'm seeing this new guy. I think he's good. I think everything about him is awesome. And then if you feel uncomfortable, I just want to make sure you feel okay with this. And then he said, no, I actually feel very upset every time you talk about someone else.
He feels what?
He feel upset.
Upset? Oh.
Yeah. Every time I talk about someone else. And I say, well, why don't you say so earlier and I could have not, like, hurting you if you feel this way.
Well, is it like, what are you saying?
He was like, well, I just feel uncomfortable, so I'm just gonna unfollow you on Instagram and then block you. Is that okay? And I kind of
like, you want to ask.
What, you're asking me to okay
no,
with
that?
No,
it's not
so
okay. You have to see me
okay
all the time.
Then what's, it's really funny, like, yeah, people these days, you know, like, but you know what's crazy about me? I was like, oh, I thought about was like, don't you know the Instagram function? When you block someone, you also unfollow this person. So what do you mean unfollow and block? Like, what? No, I didn't say that because that would be super condescending.
Actually. Yeah, don't be that guy. The actually guy.
Yeah. So that would be super condescending, right?
Yeah, hey, actually, you don't need to block me. Just unfollow me. And it happens both ways.
Oh, so funny.
So wait, let me clarify. Like, can I ask some clarifying questions here?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So when you talked about the other people that you were seeing, how'd you talk about them? Because if I'm the other guy, it depends on how you talk about them. If you're just like, you know, the other guy I seen yesterday, he was so sexy and he had this nice jawline and we went, you know what I mean? Like, if you're talking
when
like
I talk
that.
About my current boyfriend to this old guy, to not old guy, to this previous red flag guy.
Yeah.
How do I describe him?
Yeah. Or how are you talking
I
about the other
said,
people?
I just recently met a really nice person through text. So I'm not sure how he pictured this. But, you know, if you know someone for a really long time, while it's been like a month or two, you when you see a text, you kind of picture how he speaks anyway. So,
So I think the guy misunderstanding it. It sounds like he probably thinks
my
he still has a chance.
My wording was, I met this new person. I think he's really awesome, and I wanted to go out with him more to see how things go. And then he was like, oh, cool. Where'd you meet him? I say, oh, I used the dating app. And he was like, okay, cool. And I sense a little bit weird. So that's why I ask again, are you really sure you're okay with this? And he said, no, actually, I'm a little upset. And whenever you talk about someone else, I was always upset. When I see your Instagram, I was always upset.
Oh, damn.
And I was like...
Sound like a start of a serial killer, Eddie.
Like, well, he does know where I live, so... Oof, crazy.
I'm knocking on wood right now, man. I'm playing around. Yeah. Hopefully he's not.
No, it's all right. And then so I was like, well, you know, you... what? And then... when I say he feel he was telling me he feel upset and does, and I want to say, well, you don't have to like pretend you are okay. Why are you pretend you are okay before? And then he just say, let's just unfollow each other and block. And
yeah, like, it sounds like that.
And I say, oh well, it's sad to lose you as a friend. You know, I didn't see that coming. And he was like, oh, you know what? Okay, then he said, okay, I will just mute you on Instagram. And I was like, okay, sure. I don't understand you have to tell someone what you're going to do about their social media. That's just.
Yeah, it's yours. Like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
I think he's just trying to hurt your feelings because you hurt his feelings. That's probably what it was.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And the reality is, even if you say that, I don't feel I was losing anything or I was losing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, all I think about is like, I'm losing a friend with benefit, but just friend.
I think, here's what I think will happen with him.
Yeah.
I think you guys, he misunderstood what you guys were doing.
Like, yeah, but I made it very clear.
Some people, you know, just, you know how people are. Especially with feeling like lust and relationships and potential love. It's just like, you know, you want to fight for everything. And he probably thought he had a chance. And you were like, nah, I met another dude. And he got upset and blocked you off of Instagram.
And then what's crazy about that is 3 weeks later, he messaged me again, say, hey, I unblock you. And I follow you again. I say, I see that. And I was like,
that's hilarious.
So I pretend everything is okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it to be an annoying person. So I say, how's it going? He say, oh, well, now we are friends again. I'm happy. And then things have been okay. Job is busy. And I say, all right, cool, sounds nice. Are you also like, are you starting to dating again or something? You know, I'm trying to be like,
yeah, friends. Just have some small talk, carry the conversation.
And then he say, no, I don't think I'm ready. And I was like, oh, that's a huge burden on me. Like,
I know, he sounds so inconvenient right now. Like, dude, he's like, he's taking a lot of your life.
Why do you say that to me? It's like, because I'm not ready. Yeah, because that's basically what you didn't say is, I'm not ready because of you. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. I say, oh well, ha 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 ha. That's what I say, ha 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 ha.
Dude, I'm at the point in my life where if a relationship starts to become inconvenient, I'm good. I would have no problem leaving it. Like, dude, I don't have enough time to deal with this shit.
Exactly. And I was like, and also like the new guy was great. He was nice, beautiful man, handsome, and then a nice shaving body, and then a cool guy. He is a vet, vet.
Yeah, what?
Vet, V-E-T. Vet.
Oh, veterinarian. Take care of pets and stuff?
Yeah. He takes care of cats and dogs.
Oh, nice.
And then, cats and dogs. And then,
he's a walking, stereotype buster, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, he take care of him actually.
Yeah. And then he's nice. He's a very sweet guy. Very, just everything's great. We just click. And nice. Then everything, you know, he works out. He invites me to go work out. And I just, you know, tag along, doing things here and there. All the good stuff, you know. Just, when you are in a newly relationship, all you wanted to do is spend time with this person.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like getting to know a person. That's like, the beginning of a relationship is like getting, liking.
Yeah.
It's not even liking a person, but also having fun finding out.
Yeah, and a lot of like fun stuff going on with me and him. Just, you know, watch a movie, and you know, we're cooks, and eating good restaurant, scootering around the city, stuff like that. You know, just couple shit.
Yeah.
And hiking, which you hate. And then,
I went. I mean,
I get a picture I did on my Instagram. It's beautiful. I will send you.
No, don't send me it. Don't send me it. All right. I'm gonna be mad at you.
I don't care.
You're being an inconvenience to me, Eddie. I'm gonna cut you off. I'm gonna block you.
And then, things get too touchy between me and him. So we are now a little bit giving each other a little bit space. We both agree on that, but we still really love each other.
That's good. I think that's a space in a relationship is really important. In my 11 years of being in a relationship, I say that like I am Minroth Nye before I am Nicole's boyfriend. Does that make sense?
True, 100% agree.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of couples are other way around. They would rather be someone else's girlfriend or boyfriend before they are themselves.
Got it. That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. They're the ones who are like have couple pages or you know what I mean? Like,
hey, couple
don't have like a page for them as a couple.
Just so you know.
Especially gay couples. Selling their relationship. That's like relationship prostitution. You're selling your relationship for money.
Our image of relationship. not our relationship.
Yeah, because all of it's all fake. All of it's real.
Yeah. Well, not like not real. Yeah. It's just like more posing in there.
Well, just not like, okay, you're going to show me the happy times. Show me your fights, too. Like, I want to see all of it.
Drama.
Yeah. No, not necessarily drama. Show me, like, real relationships. Real relationships aren't like that. I would respect you more if you put, like, you guys, like, fighting, throwing the dishes. Actually, that would be pretty entertaining. I do like it on Facebook when people are, like, subliminally... Yeah. Mess like talking shit about each other, like, you know, like one person and you know the other person, you know they're fighting, but they go on Facebook and be like, you know, I hate it when a bitch does this, and they don't add them, but you know who they're talking about.
I love watching fighting on the street. Just I would be the Asian old man just sitting by the chair and just watching the couple on the street have a fight. Yeah,
I love it too. I love it. Me and my girlfriend play this game where sometimes we're at restaurants. We like, you know, look at other couples and we kind of like
judging them.
We judge them. Know. We judge other couples.
A lot of couples does that. Yeah.
We're just like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I feel better now. But I look at it and I go, this new couple, they're holding each other's hands while they're sitting. That's a new couple thing. You know what I mean? Or sometimes they fight, and it's funny watching them passively aggressive, like, you know, be passively aggressive at the restaurant. Yeah, right? I can usually tell when people are on a first date.
Like, their face is happy and nervous at the same time, you know? Like, it's really interesting.
It's body language for me.
It's like a really interesting facial expression about like how they are happy and then how they are nervous. They don't know what they're saying, stuff like
that. Lying half the time.
Lie about
how much are you lying right now, because you're this relationship is brand new, right?
Yeah,
how much are you lying right now?
How much? Probably like a 10%.
No, you lying about lying.
No, you know what's about like the lying part is, it's not lying, it's dishonest. It's different.
That's lying. What are you talking about? You're just trying to be fancy. Put a fancy word to lying.
Dishonest and lying is different. Because lying is on purpose.
You're splitting hairs here.
But dishonest is not on purpose.
Yeah, it is. You're withholding information on purpose. What are you talking about?
But when is the opportunity to talk about things like, I'm a person who always late.
Okay, look, listen. I'll tell you, Nicole and I first dated, I used to tell her I was a recreational technician.
Which is lie.
I worked at after school programs. I would never, I mean, that's just a fancy word to say, hey, I work at after school programs. I just didn't want to sound like a loser.
See, that's dishonest. It's not lying.
No, I was lying.
Oh. Well, you say that on purpose.
Well, no, I guess that's being dishonest. But I mean, my point is that in the beginning of a relationship, I would say the first 5 years you're lying, just lying to each other. And then you fall in love, you kind of start peeling back all the lies, and then you like what's underneath. That's kind of what love is, really. You're just peeling back all the bullshit, and then you're like, oh, she lied about this, but I think she's cute about, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think far, I don't know. It's just a lot of like, it's just a lot of the things I don't understand about him. But I don't know. I will figure it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's fun to understanding things every time he brought a new idea about certain things. It's like, you know, when we were together, like when we, the day that we, as I was saying, like, you know, I don't know what are we waiting for, so I might just say it right now. Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Aww.
And then he just say,
that's so cute.
I know. He's like, oh, yeah, I don't understand what are we waiting for. So, sure. Let's just do it. Yeah.
Aww. I know what you do. You hold hands? Did you hold?
Just like a huge
hold hands
cuddle.
Or hug or what?
It's just like, you know. Big chunks of tips.
You know what's so funny?
Yeah.
That's how Nicole and I did it too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. We were just, you know, we were seeing each other for a long time, mm-hmm. and not a long time. I want to say like
a month,
close to a year.
That's a long time.
Was it a long time? I don't know. Maybe it's a couple months. It could be under a year at least.
It was 4 weeks for us.
Oh, no, mine was longer than that. We were seeing each other for a couple months at least.
I don't know.
And then we're in the car, and then I was just like, you just want to be together? Yeah. Like, you know, just be together. She's like, oh, yeah, sure. And then I think we held hands after it. It was a nice moment.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it was
your
like
sounds
that.
And cute.
Then, and then we just keep seeing each other just day and night and stuff. Just kind of like really, really greasy. It's like
he's greasy.
You know, like how when you have a lot of cheese and you just feel like, oh, no more cheese for me tonight.
It's corny.
Yeah, oh, that's a
corny.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah. Corny. Cheesy. You can say cheesy or corny. Yeah.
And then in Taiwan,
but greasy. I thought you said greasy.
We say greasy.
Greasy sounds like nasty, kind of. Yeah. Like.
Just, yeah. You know, just like I'm so tired of this. That kind of thing. But it, we don't. We didn't getting tired. Mm-hmm. We were not feel like. And I was his place all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't come out to my parents and family. So he came to my place as friend, and I sometimes just say, oh, he's also my student, which is weird.
It's even more naughtier. You're playing a dirty game, mate.
I know.
You
but
are
like
playing a dirty game.
Student. I say I teach him privately as like a tutor. Nah.
Oh, yeah, you do teach privately.
Different things, huh? Hey, yo.
I got to see Ronnie Chang live last week.
Oh, yeah?
Was it last week?
How was it?
It was good, man. He's good, dude. I didn't even know there were that many Asian people in Portland. And I went there. I was like, dude, where the fuck y'all been at?
Tiger, probably.
Yeah. You got me walking around. You got me going in all these Demon Asian restaurants with all these white people in there. Like, where you guys hanging out at?
That's funny. Just titty there.
Yeah.
Just go for a show somewhere to say Asian audience only. Man, I think it's gonna be. Can you do that? Can you do like a show you limited the audience?
Well, they kind of do. Oh no, the audience. No, I mean, I don't know. You can prefer it, but how could you uphold it? Isn't it against the law? Like, you know what I mean?
When I was in San Francisco, there is a tennis court in the Richmond area. Which is mm-hmm. the kind of like Asian and Russian and then some this random community overlapping the same time the area. And it is tennis courts. They have this unspoken rules, Asian only. And then so I remember I was I had a friend in San Francisco. He told me he tried to go to the tennis court to play tennis balls. And then everyone in the tennis court were Asian, and then they all look at him like he was some kind of weird animal. And then he asked around.
Hey, what race was he?
White. And then later on, he told me he realized there was an unspoken rules of the tennis court, that the tennis court is actually Asian only. And I was like, when I hear that, I was like, ooh, that's racist, but against you,
yeah.
It's okay.
I don't know if I like that
or not. I don't know. I don't know how do I feel about that. He was like, "I'm gonna sue that place." I was like, "How are you gonna sue that place?"
They no, did. That'll be worse. Now I start to like that place. Now that he said he's gonna sue it, now I'm like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
fuck
yeah. And
yeah,
I was
we
like,
need people like him out of there.
I was like, I did ask him. I said, "How are you gonna sue that place? Because there's no sign says Asians only. It's unspoken rules. How do you sue an unspoken rules?" He's just like,
yeah.
And then he said something weird me out a little bit. He said, because I feel uncomfortable.
Well, welcome to being a person of color in America, in Portland.
Yeah,
that's how I feel like that all
and
the fucking time.
And then he said that to me, and I was like, huh. That's strange. Why you feel uncomfortable surrounding a bunch of Asians? Like, why do you feel that? And he was, because they all look at me. And I was like, you know, I'm telling you a story. When I was in traveling in Yellowstone, I went to this town called Drills, Idaho, somewhere, just like weird place. It's a beautiful town, just very small. And me and a bunch of friends, we were shopping in this grocery store. And then it was, yeah, everybody is white. And they all staring at us. Just like in a way of like, we are here to buy some land because of, why? Because we look like Chinese trying to buy lands and then trying to make everything expensive. Not your time yet, Drill. So anyway.
Good comment, but not yet.
Yeah. Anyway, but like, it's so weird too. It's like, oh yeah, everybody is, were staying at us and just like, why are these Asian in our town? That's basically the message they're sending. So I was telling him this story and he was like, they shouldn't give you that feeling, just like these Asian people shouldn't give me the feeling of like, I don't get to play at the tennis court at that, you know. And then I was like, so what do you do now? And then he was like, I just don't go that place. And I said, well, yeah, so you in a way still follow the unspoken rules, don't you? And he was like, no, yes, but I get to choose if I want to follow or not. And I was like, sure. But my mind was like, no, you don't. So that's, but that's it.
Well, yeah, I got a couple things about that. Because I recently experienced something like that. Me and Nicole, it was her birthday on the 15th. Yeah. And so this last weekend, we just came into town today. We went to Long Beach, Oregon. You ever heard? Or Washington. Small town in the, like the peninsula of Washington. So we went there and you know there weren't that many Asian people. There's, you know, a lot of small town people, and you know, I don't have to say a color to it, you already know. By the way, while I was driving there, you know, we were driving all through all these small houses, and I was like, you know what, I kind of understand racism. I can get why people could be racist out here.
By small nothing else, house?
there's nothing else to do out there. There's not... pass the time, you just... You know? Isn't it more fun to hate something to pass the time than to be nice to something? I was like, okay, all right, you know. You guys are bored. I'll be mad if I found out about, you know, that Asian was embedded noodles, too. I would be mad, too, right?
okay.
But anyways, we were at Long Beach and I went to the store. And they were kind of like following me around the store.
Yeah.
It was like, have you ever, you've seen vampire movies, right?
Yeah.
Whenever somebody like a human goes to like a vampire like store or something, all the vampires like just stop what they're doing and just stare, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like this sexual stare.
Exactly.
Like it's kind of lustful,
you guys
stare. Yeah.
What's the word? Exotic for them.
So when I went to the store, it was like that. Everybody stopped what they were doing mid-conversation, dropped what the fuck they're doing, and just stared at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, like it feels kind of sexual.
you should like prepare a gong and just like hit the gong. Just like, guang, and then like, like, what the fuck?
Snap them out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it happened to me there. But that it was the only time during vacation it did. I felt like that, where it was just weird, you know, like I'm the only non-white person. It just felt weird. But the whole time, I mean, it was that case where we were just the only Asian people, but the small town was welcoming.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel bad feelings to it. So I guess it's all about like, yeah, I think there should be spaces like that, but it's also like it shouldn't openly discriminate. You know what I mean?
True. I agree. I mean, when I was in Idaho, I do feel what you just felt that way, you know. You made it, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We did it.
Thank you. for listening to my love story. There's a lot of pink in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Or rainbow, mm-hmm. if you want to.
Yeah. And like a true Asian, yeah. Eddie's a bad tipper.
I don't care though, if I don't like you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. Please share this podcast and like this podcast, subscribe this podcast. We accept donation if you want to. If you don't, that's totally okay. So what about you, Minrav?
It's good to be back. Nice catching up with you, Eddie, mm-hmm. motherfucker Sue.
Yeah, Minrav to be
But we'll catch you in the next episode.
Yeah, all right. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Peace.